The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you along on this Wednesday morning. Let's go to the phones. Robin has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Hey, Joey. Thanks for taking my call, bud.
Sure.
A couple of things. Well, actually three, and I'll do them kind of in order. You ask about opinion on the debate. I actually thought, I didn't really watch it. I just saw a few excerpts of it.
Mm-hmm.
But of the excerpt I saw, you know, the person that I thought that kind of did the boast the best and probably the biggest potential threat to Trump was Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, quite she, honestly, I mean, that's, I mean, doesn't she, have my vote, but
yeah,
that's somebody I,
That's a good observation, Robbie. Gabbard seems to be the only common sense Democrat on the stage.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and to that point, that I don't think, you know, she's right. You know, I mean, the CNN, the media, the DNC, they don't like her and they don't trust her. And they're really trying to box her out of getting that nomination.
Yeah.
I think she really threatens them. The other two things that I had, one of them, it came out yesterday, and you're familiar with Sidney Powell, Mike General Flynn's lawyer.
Yes, sure.
She came out yesterday, and the DOG, the Department of Justice, verified it. They have Joseph Barr or somebody at DOJ just acquired Joseph Mifsud's cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And Mifsud is the guy that Mueller and Weissmann claimed was the Russian spy that was feeding information to Papadopoulos and all these guys as part of the whole Russian conspiracy hoax.
Right.
But yet it turns out that Mifsud, in fact, was an asset of Western intelligence. I mean, there's photos galore of him with British intelligence, Italian intelligence, CIA people, FBI, and so on and so forth. So they've got his cell phone text messages and records, I guess, going back to 2014. And, you know, for whatever people thought about the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text messages, that ain't going to be nothing relative to the stuff that's on Joseph Mifsud's cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last thing, you know, which I just saw, which I thought this really kind of sheds a lot of light on why there's this intense impeachment push for some time by Tom Steyer out of California.
Right.
You know, the billionaire hedge fund owner.
Yep. You can't turn the TV on these days and not see him.
Well, it turns out back in 2014, you know, Steyer and his wife are really close to Nancy and Paul Pelosi. And it turns out, you know, there's, you know, back in 2013 or 14, you know, California had this, you know, bullet train project going on.
Oh, that, yeah.
You know,
that bombed.
Several billion dollars went to it, and it was like, you know, where'd all the money go? It was a total bomb. Well, it turned out that Nancy Pelosi diverted over $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer funds to what's called to a rail yard improvement project called Mission Bay. And really the sole beneficiary of that project was Tom Steyer's hedge fund.
Well, look, I've never heard that. Doesn't surprise me because, you know, they can jump up and down and yell and scream about these billionaires, but, you know, they're all in the same bed together.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, $1 billion plus went to, like, you know, convert a, you know, an abandoned rail yard in Mission Bay, San Francisco, you know, and refurbish it for Tom Steyer's hedge fund.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, look, they take care of one another. They obviously, They take one care of one another. And that whole bullet train thing, I mean, what a bust. I mean, you've got concrete pillars and you know, just remnants of what was going to be this high-speed rail just sitting out there in the middle of nowhere now. And it will never be used. It was a total waste of money. Robin, appreciate your phone call. Have a great day. Robert is in Greenville as well. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Joey. I had a question about the constitutionality of the impeachment inquiry.
Right.
Because Nancy hasn't brought it to the floor.
Right.
And the White House is not going to send any witnesses.
Right.
Does Nancy have to send it to the floor in order to be able to go to the Justice Department and subpoena the witnesses from the White House? Because you said earlier that it was just about getting them on the record.
Right. Well,
and I thought there was another aspect to it.
Well, the way it should be done and the way it's been done in the past, Robert, is the full House votes for the impeachment inquiry. Then that gives the House committees the authority to do what they're already doing. Now, here's the thing, Robert. There's nothing necessarily in the Constitution that addresses this. This is all pertains to House rules, their rules of procedure. And, you know, and good for our country, we haven't had many instances of where, you know, the House has gone down this path. The most recent one being Bill Clinton. In that scenario, the full House voted for the impeachment inquiry to move forward. Then eventually they voted on the articles of impeachment, which this in this case was a simple one sentence charging that Bill Clinton had an inappropriate sexual relationship with the intern. They, of course, the House eventually voted on that. It went to the Senate. And that's where it ended because the Senate did not convict.
What I'm asking, Joey, is the White House adding pressure for Nancy to have a vote on the floor and refusing to send anybody from the White House to be investigated or help with the investigation until she does that?
Yes, that's what they're trying to do. Is they're saying, okay. This is illegitimate. What you're doing right now, what Adam Schiff is doing, he can't do that until the full House votes and authorizes his committee to proceed. So until you have that, we're not going to participate. That's basically what they're saying. Yes.
Okay,
you're right.
That's what I wanted to find out.
That's
Thank
it.
You very much.
Okay, Robert, appreciate your phone call.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.